Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, Stretch Out Your Hand.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. It was a Thursday afternoon, and four of us, three women and one man, stood at the head of a tier of cells in the locked unit at a medium security state prison for men. Men were detained here for infractions of prison rules. We were waiting for the guard to allow us onto the tier to visit. Three of us were members of the Catholic chaplaincy team, myself and two other lay women. And the fourth was a diocesan priest volunteer who came in each week at this time to join us in the ministry. I was new to the team. This was my first visit to this unit. The physical setup was stark and bleak. All the cells had heavy metal doors, the opening and closing of which were electronically controlled by the guard at the post where we stood. All the doors were closed at the time. At eye level on each door, there was a small window into the cell, but in order to talk with the person inside, it was necessary to kneel on the floor, open the food hatch, and speak through that opening. The man on the inside would do the same on the other side of the door. As we stood there waiting, Carol, one of the other women, had her back to the first cell as she said to me, "Say a prayer I can say something helpful to the fellow in the cell behind me. Last week he was so depressed, and all I could think of was a psalm for him to pray with." The Bible was the only book that they were allowed to have. Once we were given the okay to move on to the tier, I paused a while just to watch how the others proceeded. As I looked down the tier, I saw Carol at that first cell, and I could hear the inmate exclaiming to her what a great prayer she had given him last week, and they were in animated conversation about it. Further down on that same side of the tier, I saw Dorothy kneeling with both hands in the food hatch, eyes closed, holding the hands of the man inside and silently praying with him. On the opposite side of the tier was Ron, the priest volunteer, kneeling at another cell with his hand raised in absolution over the man whose confession he had just heard. Later that day, the four of us had a short debriefing session where I reported on how struck I was by what I had seen. Carol responded, "I think what you saw, Beth, reminds us all that prison ministry is basically about healing. And the more we do it and reflect on what we're doing, the more we realize how we ourselves are wounded healers. Jesus instructs the man in the synagogue, "Stretch out your hand." Today, he invites us to stretch out our wounded hands, or broken hearts, or waning faith, or fractured relationships, or discouragement, even despair, over cosmic fractures all over our darkened world, in the culture in which we live, the culture of violence and oppression, hatred and lies, corruption and cowardice. Whatever is withered or wounded in our world and in our personal lives, stand before him, stretch out these individual and communal wounds, and let God's healing power transform them into the wholeness we desire and that our God of life also desires.